I'm kind of curious, just, you know, sort of taking a step back from this case, this patient presenting clinically with gross axillary node involvement. How would you have approached her if the ER in HER2 had been different? How would you have approached her if she'd had a HER2 positive tumor? How would you have approached her if she had a triple negative tumor?
Yeah, well, those, you're describing a situation where we would have moved into neoadjuvant therapy. I mean, for the most part, once you have axillary lymph node involvement, and if your primary tumor is 2 centimeters or greater in general, thinking when we have a triple negative breast cancer, a HER2 positive breast cancer, and to some extent, you know, an ER positive tumor, but a weakly ER positive tumor, we tend to generally go with neoadjuvant chemotherapy. The thing that, you know, backed us off in this case was the strong ER positivity. And then her strong desire to really understand, okay, how much is chemotherapy really going to help reduce my risk? Because we discussed it and she articulated that an absolute 2, 3, 4% to her just didn't seem like it was worthwhile. So she was needing to know that the chemotherapy was really necessary and would provide what she considered to be substantial benefit. So this is an unusual case. It's kind of why I picked it. It's not a typical way that we would manage a patient with a 1 centimeter primary and a relatively large axillary node.